Hi, I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about the brave new world that's being created while we all enjoy ourselves and play and become bemused into the great internet there, you know, the thing that's everyone's hooked on, which has a finite existence because it's only meant to take us all the way to literally a brain chip and a virtual world where we'll be just a bunch of Borgs, where the elite can do with us as they wish. What a wonderful goal to have. But unfortunately, it seems to be the goal of most people today who don't want to communicate to real people or interact with real people. It's just not fun enough. Again, back to the story. I'm talking about this the new stem cell research where they can turn female bone marrow into male sperm, basically, and then impregnate the mother, if need be, actually the donor, if need be. And this last little part is very telling, because it says here, the Newcastle research paves the way for a woman to grow her own sperm and use it to fertilize her natural eggs, creating a child which she is both mother and father. And that smacks of the old, old ego, doesn't it, of the old Eden story, where Eve wanted to have it all and be as God. Quite an interesting phenomenon. Sure, so similarly, a man can be both father and mother to a child created with his own sperm and a lab-grown egg. Such children would be at high risk of genetic abnormality. Well, that's only at the bottom level because, as I say, this research is called research because the searching was done at a much higher level a long time ago. That's why they could write such amazing stories like Brave New World. And that's why Huxley was a member of the Futurist Society, and he knew all the top professors involved in these very covert operations that were going on. And he worked at Tavistock Institute, and his whole family lineage worked on the similar techniques of breaking down what makes a human human, how to rebuild humanity. You find it even in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. They didn't get these ideas out of nowhere. The ones near the top who were let in on the know, especially the propagandists who were meant to put stories out and familiarize us with ideas that were to come, they knew that the whole project was to create perfect humans, but really perfect slaves. And that's what the whole Frankenstein story was about, to try to create what they called a Superman. But a Superman, really, that would still be a servant to his creator, his human creator. And that's where we are in the world today of the so-called research into a brave new world, where they're going to obviously get rid of all those with defective genes. And that might mean that you're simply prone to certain allergies or asthma or whatever. And I knew that even when I was small, when they started talking about genetic research that was to come, I said, well, how now could they help the sick? It obviously is meant to detect those with what they call faulty genes in the womb and simply get rid of them. That's the only way you could get rid of them, is to stop them from being born. And sure enough, that's what eugenics is all about. They want a healthy herd. And make no mistakes about it, make no bones about it. We are the herd, as far as the elite are concerned. And this elite is a global elite, always has been global. They have run over countries, they rule over countries. They're often accepted as being the elite of any particular country, but really they don't marry into the commoners that they rule over. And that's the history of royalty down through the eons. They intermarry each other. And they have psychopathic natures. That's a trait that kings and rulers were bred to have. They don't want rulers who have too much kindness in them, who are easygoing. They want people who can be very ruthless. But they also want rulers that can be easy managed by even better, more intelligent priesthoods. Now, that's also the history you'll find out if you go into the old books of kings and queens. They're often were not the brightest of people, but psychopaths generally aren't. They're just simply naturally, innately cunning. They can sum up a situation and see the way around it or through it or past it to save themselves or to at least benefit themselves from any situation.